Yes, indeed, we have to listen to our heart, because the ways that worked before, they don't work anymore. You're listening to Spiritually Speaking with Sarah right here on the Oldie Station, VCMG. And you can welcome your phone calls right here at 866-972-7247 all across the nation. But we're going to take a minute to tap in and tune into what the stars have in store for us. And we've got our resident astrologer, Stacy Holler, on the line. Let's take a listen to what Stacy's got to say. Stacy, how are you tonight?
I'm great. Happy to join you tonight, Sarah.
Good to have you. And so you're in Boston. What's the weather?
Today is actually beautiful. Low humidity, 70s. You're asking me on the rare day I could give you a good answer.
Oh, well, we're very happy for you here in sunny South Florida. We're a little hot and sticky and, well, it's just a little too hot to handle. But it's summer in South Florida and, well, most of us love it except for the little bit of humidity and muck that we go through. But you've got snow, we've got sunshine and humidity. So let's see who wants to trade, right? Stacy, I know things have really changed.
That's why people go back and forth.
They do. They do. And I know things are really changing in the planets. And I know things have been ramping up. And the energy is really, really charged. And last night, for those of you who didn't get to look, we had a magnificent full moon. And I'm going to bet that you're still going to be able to see it in its glory and its beauty tonight. But I know these moons have some very important significance. And you've got some information for us about some things that are kind of moving backwards and may cause things to come to a grinding halt for a minute. And I think we need to clue everyone in, Stacy. So tell us what's coming up.
Well, yeah, it is definitely the month of moons and retrogrades. And yes, what we saw last night is a powerful super full moon. So we get one last night, and then we have another one on the 30th, another super full moon, which we call a blue moon, as in once in a blue moon. So it really is very unusual of all this moon energy with the new moon. So we need to see what's going on with that. But last night was in Aquarius, and we could see how that kind of affected even our country with the full moon triggering events for us. So yes, it's happening before our eyes.
A lot of changes coming.
Now,
so
the
many.
Retrograde.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's why sometimes I know you say, Sarah, I always talk about the retrogrades as being a time to reflect, but your introduction was so perfect with us seeing ourselves and getting the mirror. So the retrogrades coming up, and we have a lot of them, and we're in the middle of the Venus retrograde, which is why you're getting a lot of questions about relationships, are causing us to stop and take a look and reassess. It's all about the past. And we need to do that periodically so we make sure we're moving in the right direction when we're ready to move forward.
So what do we need to do?
So what we need to do is take a deep breath. And first, let's understand about the moons and how they're affecting us and where, and we'll do our zodiac thing, and we'll talk about everybody's signs. I do want to stop. You know, the Mercury retrograde is coming up on August 23rd, everybody. It's in Virgo. Virgo is the sign of routines and everyday life and schedules and habits. So we always talk about Mercury and its communications aspect during the retrograde. So just make sure you use a pencil on your calendar. Things may change. Things may come up. Be aware during the retrograde. And we're overlapping with the Venus retrograde, which is why so many of us are looking at our relationships, business relationships, committed relationships. Are they working for us? What do we need to do? And then let's use that moon energy to get us going in the right direction. So we've got quite a combination to take a pause here and kind of decide what direction we want to go in.
Yes.
So you want to hear about how everybody's doing?
Wrap it up here, Stacy. Let's see what the planets have in store for everybody. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. All right. Sun sign and rising signs. Pay attention, everyone. Aries, your super moon last night was in your 11th house. That was about your friends, your network, your associations. Maybe you have a new collaboration with someone from this full moon. The new moon on the 16th, That's in your fifth house. So you envision romance, creativity. What do you want that your love life to look like? And on the 23rd, when Pisces is in the full supermoon again, that's in your 12th house, Aries. So it's time for you to look for your answers within. Listen to your intuition. It's your downtime. Now, Taurus, you still have Jupiter in your sign. It doesn't go retrograde until September 4th, so you still have all these benefits around you. So last night's full moon, that was in your house of career. Did you have a breakthrough, a new job opportunity, thinking of something new? Now, the new moon is in your fourth house of home, security, family. Maybe you want to have a gathering, a barbecue. Maybe you want to redecorate your house. And the supermoon for you is in the 11th house on the 30th. The 11th house, goals, visions, projects. See what's working for you and what's not working for you. Maybe you're in the wrong group. Now, Geminis, the supermoon last night was in your 9th house. That's all about the media, expansion, a new trip, new studies, maybe a breakthrough in way you're looking at the world. And the new moon on the 16th is in your 3rd house of communications. So it's a perfect time to launch new ideas, new media, teach something new. And on the 30th in Pisces, it's in your 10th house of career and how you're viewed in the world. So Geminis, this is a huge month for you. You're listening, Sarah, right?
I'm listening.
Big professional opportunities, rising to the top, status recognition, exciting opportunities for Geminis on that full moon in Pisces. But everybody needs to remember the Mercury retrograde isn't over until the 15th, so do not sign on anything new. So evaluate all these opportunities. Get them lined up, but don't sign on the dotted line until the retrograde is over. Now, Cancer, your full moon last night, 8th house, intimate relationships. Were there any secrets revealed? Money might come from other places. Maybe you got a surprise about that. And on the 16th, your new moon is in your 2nd house, again about money. So maybe it's time for you to envision how you can make money in different and new ways. And on the 30th, the next supermoon, that's in your 9th house. Think about traveling, studying, last-minute weekend trips. Now, remember, everybody, the full moon is a culmination of what you envisioned 6 months ago. So when I'm talking about the full moons, think about what you were envisioning back in January. Okay, Leo, happy birthday, Leos. The full moon was in your 7th house of relationships. So are you ready for the next step? Maybe it's time to make a commitment. But remember, don't make anything official till after that retrograde. But it's time to address anything lingering that you need to tie up. Now, the new moon for you on the 16th, it's the only new moon in your sign. It's wonderful time. So really envision where you want to be in the next 6 months from now. This sets off a new cycle for you. And the full moon on the 30th is in your 8th house. That's about your closest, most intimate relationship. Make sure your needs are being addressed. Make sure you're culling out what you need to cull out in those relationships. Now, Virgo, the full moon last night was in the 6th house. That's your zodiac home. Health, wellness, time to clean up, time to make sure your habits are in place. You need to make that doctor's appointment. And on the 16th, your new moon is in the 12th house. That's a healing time for you, a spiritual time. Open yourself to maybe new spiritual practices. And on the 30th, the next full moon is in your house of partnerships, the 7th house. So maybe it's a change in romance, partnership. If you're ready to make that partnership official, wait till that retrograde is over. And Libra, the full moon was in your 5th house of romance, creativity. Was there a turning point in your love life? Take your creativity up to the next level. And the new moon, that will be in your 11th house, friends, associations. Maybe it's time to clear out the friends that aren't working and open room for new ones that could benefit you. And on the 30th, that full moon is in your 6th house, health, daily life. You too, is it time for a checkup? If you're off balance, get the right help. Get back in shape. Scorpio, the full moon was in the 4th house, your home life. Is your family going to expand? Is somebody moving in? Change in the home? The new moon, that's in your career house. So that's the time for you to envision what you want to be. Where are your intentions? And the full moon for you, Scorpio, that's going to be in the 5th house of romance. If you're single, you can meet someone. But remember, Venus is in retrograde. So just have fun for now. It may not be for the long term. Now, Sagittarians, the full moon was in your 1st house, communications. Maybe you have a new project starting, a new announcement about something. What did you look at visioning 6 months ago? Did that come to fruition? Your new moon is in your ninth house, travel, expansion, studying. What do you want to do over the next 6 months? And your full moon on the 30th is in your fourth house of home. Time to nurture yourself. Maybe change is coming in your home too. Maybe it's another family addition. Capricorn, your full moon, second house. Financial security. Is it time to set up a new financial plan? New ways to make money. Time to take a look at that. Your new moon in the eighth house, shared finances. How do you maximize your investments? Take a look at that. Time to pay off your debts. And Capricorn, the full moon on the 30th, communications for you. Connect with people, with your neighborhood, friends, community. And Aquarius, the full moon last night in your sign, in your first house, inspiration time for you. Take action. Put yourself out there. See what you started 6 months ago. And your new moon in the seventh house, committed relationships. Are you ready for the next steps? Time to talk about it. Wait till the Venus in retrograde is over on the third. And maybe somebody you meet now might change over the next 6 months. Now, the full moon for you, second house at the end of the month. Maybe some news about finances. Time to make decisions and new plans. And Pisces, your full moon was in the 12th house, where you're comfortable, the last sign. So it's healing time for you, completion time for you. What are you wrapping up from the last 6 months? Listen to your intuition. The new moon is in your sixth house of health, so it's time to reevaluate your routines and health. And the full moon at the end of the month is in your sign, and it's all about you. Time to put yourself first and your needs and what you want to do when the retrograde goes straight. So everybody, time to reflect, time to reconsider in the areas it's affecting you. So when we're free to move forward, you'll be moving in the right direction.
Beautiful. Sounds like everyone's got quite the interesting happenings. I do want to touch a little bit more, Stacey, on the retrogrades, if we may, just before we go.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got Venus retrograde.
Sure.
And Venus retrograde is impacting people in relationships. What are some things generally most people need to be aware of? How is this impacting? I understand we talked about how it impacted different people in their signs, but what are some of the pitfalls, the pitfalls of Venus retrograde? What are the pitfalls of Mercury retrograde? You know, not everyone's familiar with retrogrades. And what are the other planets, good God, sure, that are retrograde?
Sure. It does feel overwhelming. Well, retrograde, the phenomenon refers to when that particular planet appears to be moving backwards in the sky, which it isn't, but it means it's time to look backwards, to look and reflect on whatever that energy that planet brings. So Mercury, which is all about communications, when it goes into retrograde, communications can just get screwed up. I think some of your listeners have heard every Mercury retrograde, my internet goes out like clockwork. Mm-hmm. It just happens. So we watch out for making new plans. It's not a good time in any retrograde to start anything new, but it's a great time to revisit the old. So if you want to travel during a Mercury retrograde, it's great to go back to a place where you've traveled to before. That's a great time. But if you want to try someplace new on a new airline, I would not recommend that. Mm-hmm. Now you brought up Venus. So Venus, of course, it's about love. It's also about finances as well. So that's a time where you're not really looking to start a new relationship in a retrograde, or somebody that you might meet as a friend during a Venus retrograde may turn into a lover later on, because that's what happens during retrogrades. Things that start as new may not turn out to be what you think, which is why we recommend don't start a job or things like that during a retrograde. But when Venus is a retrograde, if someone was asking me for a wedding date, I would not recommend a date during a Venus retrograde, because you wouldn't want to start a committed relationship during that time.
That makes
so
sense. Yeah.
Those would be the pitfalls, right?
Right.
So the other planets that are in retrograde are the outer planets. Saturn is in retrograde till November 4th. Saturn is all about restrictions and responsibilities and structures, and it applies to all of us. We see that happening in the world, right? Pluto is about transformation. That's in retrograde until October 11th. Uranus is in retrograde starting at the end of this month on the 29th. Uranus is the one that likes to throw all those little bombs at us to make us change. So we're always a little wary to see where the Uranus retrograde hits us. But we really pay more attention to the personal planets, Mercury and Venus, because they change quickly and they affect our everyday life. The larger planets are in retrograde for a lot of time during the year, so we don't feel them as drastically. Does that help learn how to navigate it a little better?
I think so. And Uranus ends retrograde when? How long is that? Because it really sounds like we're in a mucky, hot mess towards the end of the year. So we're just trying to brace ourselves. When does this Uranus end?
Well, you notice I didn't offer that up so quickly, right?
Oh, no.
Well, it does go through January. Well, it goes through January. And Jupiter will be in retrograde also through the end of the year. So really, and you, as we talk about too, a retrograde doesn't just end that day. We have what we call a shadow. So we still feel the effects for a week or two after, as though not as strongly. So really the universe is telling us all to stop, reflect, figure out where we want to move before we move without thinking. So I think when we turn in the beginning of the year, it's going to be really important for us to focus on that.
I think we're going to be focusing on moving forward because we're going to feel like snails that have been mucking through muck, but that's all right. We're going to get there. So, all right, Stacey, thank you for sharing everything with us, your wisdom, your insight on the planets and how they impact the different astrological signs. And those of you listening, if you'd like to connect with Stacey, you can go to destinyinthestars.com, and there you'll see the availability of her sessions, the different types she offers, and you can connect with her and have your own personal chart done and really understand where these planets land in what houses and how life is looking on the planetary side of things. Stacey, as always, a pleasure to have you. I know you've been on air with us now. What did we decide? It's over 2 years. So we're really grateful for you to share in this experience. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. I love joining you. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you. And thank you for your support on Facebook. Always. Bye for now.
Bye.
Great to have Stacey Holler join us. Go to destinyinthestars.com. You need to take a peek and see how these planets impact you and take a look at your birth year. Let's take a look at that natal chart. Let's see what this year, birthday to birthday, has for you and really help you understand when is the best time to make choices. So often I hear people say, I'm ready to make a change. And change can be good, but we want to do it at the right time so that we hit less bumps along the way. I spoke to a gentleman earlier today and he was talking to me about a surgery he planned and he gave me the date and I'm like, oh, good God, can you change it? He goes, well, after that, I have this plan and I have this plan. I go, okay, do you want to be able to have a great surgery and do all those things? Or do you want to leave something to chance? So we had to kind of talk him into some other options as far as timing and to run it by the doctor to see if he could have it on a different day because the day he picked was not the best, but we also trust in the divine and we know that God will be with him. If that's the best day for his soul, it will be. But we always like to err on the side of caution when we've got so many planets in retrograde.